Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
All right, folks, welcome back to Mental War. I'm your host, Hunter Rivers, and let's be real, stress and anxiety at work? That's practically a given these days, right? Deadlines looming, emails flooding in, meetings that could have been an email. It's enough to make anyone want to chuck their laptop out the window. But before you go full office rebel, stick with me because we're diving deep into strategies to manage those workplace warriors, stress, and anxiety. Think of this as your mental first aid kit for navigating the daily chaos. Now, I get it. We've all been there, staring at that screen feeling like a pressure cooker about to explode. You know that feeling when you're drowning in emails, a looming deadline is breathing down your neck, and your boss just asked for an urgent update? Yeah, not exactly zen-like vibes, right? But here's the thing. Stress and anxiety don't have to rule your workday. We can fight back with some serious mental muscle. And trust me, it's easier than you think. First up, let's talk about boundaries. You're not a robot, you know? Setting clear boundaries between work and personal life is crucial. Think of it like training for a marathon. You need to pace yourself. Don't be afraid to say no to extra tasks when your plate is already full. Learn to delegate effectively and carve out dedicated time for relaxation and rejuvenation outside of work hours. Remember, a well-rested mind is a focused mind, and it's much better equipped to tackle those workplace challenges. Second, let's talk about mindfulness. Ever heard the phrase, be present? It sounds cliche, I know, but seriously, practicing mindfulness can be a game changer. Try taking a few minutes each day to focus on your breath. Observe your surroundings without judgment and simply be in the moment. There are tons of apps out there that guide you through meditation, even if you're just starting out. Trust me, a few minutes of quiet reflection can do wonders for clearing your head and reducing stress levels. Next up, communication is key. If you're feeling overwhelmed or anxious, don't bottle it up. Talk to someone you trust, a friend, family member, mentor, or even your HR department. Sharing your feelings can help alleviate the pressure and provide valuable support. Remember, you're not alone in this journey, and reaching out is a sign of strength, not weakness. Now, let's talk about physical activity. We all know exercise is good for us, but it's especially powerful when it comes to managing stress and anxiety. Getting your body moving releases endorphins, those feel-good chemicals that have a natural calming effect. Even a short walk around the block can make a difference. Find something you enjoy, walking, running, dancing, swimming, and make it a part of your routine. Finally, remember to celebrate your wins. It's easy to get caught up in the day-to-day grind and forget to acknowledge our accomplishments. Take time to appreciate your successes, big or small. Whether it's completing a challenging project or simply making it through a stressful day, give yourself credit for your hard work and resilience. Picture this. You're at work, deadline looming, inbox overflowing, but you don't feel the panic rising. Why? Because you've got your mental toolkit ready. Boundaries are in place. Mindfulness is your secret weapon. Communication lines are open. You're getting that endorphin boost from exercise, and you know how to celebrate those wins. You're not just surviving, you're thriving in the face of workplace chaos. Remember, folks, managing stress and anxiety isn't about eliminating it entirely. It's about learning to navigate it with grace and resilience. And trust me, by implementing these strategies, you'll be well on your way to creating a calmer, more focused work environment for yourself. So go out there, conquer those deadlines, and remember, you've got this. Don't forget to share your thoughts on today's episode. What strategies have worked best for you? Leave a comment below or hit me up on social media. And until next time, keep pushing forward, keep learning, and keep conquering those mental battles.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.